USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions because of the coronavirus that hit China and is spread to other nations. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who's coordinating the federal response, announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry into the United States other than the immediate family of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have traveled in China within the last 14 days. The restrictions take effect on Sunday. Americans returning from China will be allowed in but will face screening at select ports of entry and required to undertake 14 days of self-screening to ensure they don't pose a public risk. Also beginning Sunday, the U.S. will begin funneling flights to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened for the illness. The death toll now stands at 213 with over 10,000 people globally infected. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A campaign that started more than 2 years ago and featured more than 2,200 candidate events is down to the final weekend in Iowa. On Monday night, Iowa will officially kick off the presidential nominating process with the first in the nation caucuses. There's been a clear top tier of Democratic hopefuls in Iowa since the early fall. Former Vice President Joe Biden, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Mary Higgins Clark, the tireless and long-reigning queen of suspense whose tales of women beating the odds made her one of the world's most popular writers, died at the age of 92. Her publisher, Simon & Schuster, announced that she died in Naples, Florida, of natural causes. A widow with 5 children in her late 30s, she became a perennial bestseller over the second half of her life, writing or co-writing A Stranger is Watching, Daddy's Little Girl, and more than 50 other favorites. Her sales topped over 150 million copy. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Amazon Prime continues to grow as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Amazon's Prime business growing to more than 150 million subscribers, according to the company. The figure is a huge step up from the 100 million it announced in 2018. And this is despite an increase in Prime membership fees from $99 to $119 a couple of years ago. According to CEO Jeff Bezos, Prime members watched twice the number of hours of original movies and TV shows on Prime Video in the fourth quarter as compared to the previous year, though the company would not provide more info on that viewing. The company is saying in the last 3 months, it's earned roughly $3.3 billion profit on sales of $87.4 billion, both of which smashed Wall Street expectations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the most recognizable faces in television news, former PBS anchor Gwen Ifill, started as a reporter in a predominantly white male journalism industry. Within years of her start, she was covering presidential campaigns for the biggest media organizations in the country. She's regarded as one of the most respected reporters of all time, and now she's on a stamp. The trailblazing reporter and anchor who died in 2016 was honored as the face of the U.S. Postal Service's 43rd Black Heritage Forever stamp. She joins Martin Luther King Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, and Jackie Robinson, whose faces all have been recognized with a forever stamp. This is USA Radio News.